University of Jyväskylä. Digital Services welcomes new students. This is Digital Services service announcement. Voice Pekka Kinnunen, working at Digital Services, help JYU service desk. Digital Services mission statement. Digital Services maintains, develops and supports the use of digital solutions at University of Jyväskylä. Most important channel to digital services is the Help JYU webpage, help.jyu.fi. Please change the page into English and you will find forms to order services, guides, how to use services and get help with an IT issue form. You can fill in the form without logging in, but then the email you give will be set as your Help JYU username and you need to set Help JYU password. Please log in with JYU username and password if possible. Log in with JYU credentials. You can reach us also over the phone in phone number Finland country code +358 29441 8030 weekdays from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Digital Services is located in the third floor of Library Building Lähde, room SEM B315, and service desk is open weekdays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Identification and registration for JYU username. When your data is entered into the student register, if you do not have a Finnish social security number, you are considered coming from abroad and system automatically sends you an email with a link to online identification. Successful online identification leads to registration where you choose your username and set your JYU password. If you are not successful with online identification, please either send an email to identification@jyu.fi and request an online identification video call or come visit Help JYU service desk at Library Building Lähde, third floor, room 7B315, and bring your ID, for example, passport, with you. If you are under COVID quarantine or if you feel sick, please arrange a video call identification instead of visiting service desk. Username is managed at OMA, Personal Information Management Service. I recommend using URL sso.jyu.fi, where we will gather logins for various online services. You can reach OMA also with address account.jyu.fi. I assume student services or admissions have already written you in into student register and that you have already registered and you have your username and password. If you do not, please contact Digital Services service desk, preferably via webpage help.jyu.fi. If you have Finnish social security number and Finnish netbank authentication or Finnish mobile operator mobile ID, both webpages sso.jyu.fi and account.jyu.fi, on lower corner left there is link register that you can use to register and also link forgot your password that you can use if you forgot either password or username. If you do not have Finnish social security number and mobile ID or netbank authentication, you need to contact JYU Digital Services service desk in case you forget your username or password. Please let Digital Services and Student Services know if you gain a Finnish social security number at any point. We need to update your student data when you do. Username is set when registering for the first time. If you register JYU again later, the old username is activated again. Username is automatically created from letters or syllables of your name. Username must be unique. If default combinations are not available, system automatically adds other letters into your username until a unique username is formed. Username will stay the same even if your name changes. If later registration accidentally creates a different username for you, please contact Service Desk. You need all your studies and credits under a single username. Keep your contact information up to date in OMA page Personal Info, your email, phone number, and home address. Please note, your personal email address needs to be an address we can reach you if there is problem with using JYU Isamail. Do not save your student.jyu.fi address as personal email. User account and email page, you'll see your username, and when was the last time you changed your password. Here you choose which email address you use as default contact for your student affiliation. It is possible to use personal email address from outside university. We recommend using Isamail provided by JYU. Isamail address is firstname.initial.surname@student.jyu.fi. Actual mailbox is username@student.jyu.fi. You can see it when you are logged in Isamail. And full name, long address is an alias that is directed into the mailbox. Should your name change, a new long address will be made with the new name, but the old address will remain active. And the mailbox name is also a functional email address. Email sent to all these addresses will arrive into the same inbox. Long address is like a name sticker on a mailbox. There can be multiple. Your login Isamail at isamail.jyu.fi with your short JYU username and password. The short username, not any form of an email address. You can reach student Google Apps from Isamail mailbox by clicking 9 small squares icon on top right corner. If you choose a default email address for your visitor status before the studies begun on August 1st, you now need to go oma.account.jyu.fi and choose the default address for your student affiliation. If you are a doctoral student and want to apply your department for a staff email, please contact Service Desk. Services. Staff, student, and different visitors, each affiliation has different rights and services that you can activate and deactivate. Services end automatically when affiliation ends or a grace period is over. When you choose Isamail, Isamail and Google Apps services are activated. Use your JYU username and password to log in at isamail.jyu.fi. When logged in, choose top right corner icon 9 small squares to access Google Drive, Google Apps and other Google Cloud services. With Microsoft Office 365 Cloud Services active, you can use Office software in a web browser, you can install Office to your own devices, and you can use other Microsoft services. After you have activated Microsoft Office 365, you can log in at webpage office365.jyu.fi with your username at jyu.fi. So add at jyu.fi to your username and your JYU password. You will see icons of the software you can use in browser and drop menu install Office. www directory you need only if you make yourself a web page into JYU web server. Pages are done on your folder at karahka2.cc.jyu.fi Unix server. So you need also Unix shell server logon right. On campus computers, you can edit your web page content in Drive W. Your web pages will be visible at users.jyu.fi/your username. Unix shell server logon rights allow you access Unix servers Jalava, Halava, and Karahka 2. Activate this only if you know that you need it. And there is some 20-minute delay, so wait after activating before trying to use the Unix servers. Affiliations. Affiliations page shows you which affiliations you currently have with JYU. Start and end date of each affiliation. If the real end date is later than end date, affiliation has a grace period when some rights remain active. Staff grace period is 2 weeks and student grace period is 2 months. For example, graduation ends student status and user account expires after 61 days. During that time, copy any files you need to your own storages and make sure ISAMail is not the contact address of any web service you continue to use after studies. You cannot recover a password into a closed mailbox. Change your password time to time. If you suspect your password has been revealed to someone else, react by changing password. Length of password is from 8 to 30 characters. We recommend using over 10 characters. Password must have capital letters, lowercase letters, numbers, and characters like dot, comma, plus, equal to. Scandinavian letters, Swedish O, A, with dots, O with dots, are not allowed in JYU passwords. When changing password in OMA, change password, you type your current password in top box of the page and new password 2 times in the boxes bottom of the page, twice to root out any typos. If you use the same centrally managed JYU password to multiple services, and please do not use the same password in services outside of JYU. Here is an example of a passphrase with 2 or more capital letters, 2 or more special characters, 2 or more numbers, and 2 or more lowercase letters, and long enough to be slow to crack. Remember your password by heart. It may feel difficult in the beginning, but when you use it daily, it gets easier and you learn to type it quickly. At Campus Keyboards, the keyboards are Finnish layout. Look at the keyboard to make a password that is easy to type with a Finnish keyboard. And also think about your smartphone touch keyboard. Do not tell your password to anyone else. Most services provided by JYU use your short username. Microsoft services use your username at jyu.fi. Visiting other universities and research facilities, you might see wireless network EduRoam that you can log in also with username at jyu.fi and JYU password. Haka login you use is University of Jyväskylä. Jyväskylä University of Applied Sciences is another institution and do not use that one, it doesn't work for you. Mapping your own device to network drive U or network drive W, you use your username at jyu at ad.jyu.fi. And when you are setting ISAMail to some email clients, you use your username at student.jyu.fi. But if your JYU use password does not work there, you might need ISAMail mobile password from OMA account. jyu.fi from user account and email page, but this is really rare nowadays. Usually your JYU password works in these cases. And usually the long ISAMail address is not used for logging in, but if you use that email to register some web page services, it becomes the username. In these cases, please do not use your JYU password, even if the service is connected to studies. Create a new password for outside JYU web services. Phishing. there are contacts when someone tries to give your username, password, or other personal information. For example, if you get a message, go log in JYU service quickly or something bad happens. When you click a link to web page, that may look identical to JYU web pages, but when you log in, your username and password go to the cheater that made a look-alike web page. Instead of clicking on links in suspicious messages, go to the service the same route you usually do, avoiding the pages they try to direct you into. If you suspect your password has been revealed, log in OMA and change password. From sso.jyu.fi or from account.jyu.fi. If you cannot log in, contact the service desk. If you have Finnish NetBank authentication or Finnish mobile ID, you can use Forgot Your Password link at sso.jyu.fi lower left corner to change your password. We often ask your username, but no one else but you needs to know your password. If somebody asks your password, you are being scammed. We have JYU webpage shortener service, r.jyu.fi, where a long webpage address is shortened into a few letters after r.jyu.fi/. Please read our information security webpage, r.jyu.fi/capital David, David, capital India. Please read right of use and user identification webpage, r.jyu.fi/capital Alpha, capital Golf, capital Tango. Please use antivirus software and firewall software in your own devices. Back up your important files using cloud storage, external hard drives, memory sticks, and memory cards. But remember that memory sticks and cards break easily and can end up in washing machines. Campus Computer Network Drive Private Home U is automatically backupped space. It is not very big, but keep a copy of important files under work there. Remember to sign out from campus computers when leaving, so someone else does not gain access to your files or cannot impersonate you. Printing, copying, and scanning is managed by university printing service Yliopisto Paino. Their webpage r.jyu.fi/capital Echo, number 2, capital Papa. Near all campus buildings have a multipurpose machine. Bigger buildings can have multiple machines. Multipurpose machines can be used to print, copy, and scan. There is also a small number of network printers that can be used to print only. You log in multipurpose machine with your JYU username and JYU password. You can activate an RFID card, like a student card, to be used as login key. Network printers work only with this kind of RFID key. There is no keyboard to log in with. You need to have money in your printing quota, in your printing budget. JYU provides €7 per semester, which equals circa 100 black and white A4 papers. A4 is the standard paper size in Finland. If this is not enough, you can transfer money into your printing quota at web store payments.jyu.fi. Link print quota purchasing. For those students starting during August, free printing quota is provided in the beginning of September. Pricing. Printing and copying black and white A4 costs 7 cents. Two-sided costs 14 cents. Printing and copying colored A4 costs 30 cents and two-sided costs 60 cents. And scanning is not free. It costs 2.5 cents per page. Scanned files can be redirected to your ISA mail or into a web folder called ScanJobs that you can find from your private home U web drive. You can print from campus network computers choosing printer Ysecure, and there is also printing by email. A PDF file can be sent as an attachment from your ISA mail to printit at jyu.fi and it ends up in your printing queue. Work in printing queue can be printed out from any multipurpose machine or network printer by logging into that. If COVID-19 still restricts coming together to classrooms and mass lectures, and if mass lectures are limited, studying and graduating still continues. For remote studies, most important tools are Moodle.jyu.fi learning environment, kirjasto.jyu.fi YukDoc, where you log in to Finna for reading ebooks, jyufi.zoom.us web conferencing service. Note, this might be the only address where there is no dot between JYU and FI. It is straight jyufi.zoom.us. Office365.jyu.fi to go to Teams group work. Note, Teams invitations need to be made with recipient email address if you find out that Teams internal invitations are not getting through. During last couple of years, there were periods that campus was not open and students still visited campus for controlled exams reserved from exam.up.jyu.fi, and these exams can be done at Mattilanniemi Building Agora, room AGC221, and Seminaarinmäki Building, Library Building Lähde, room SEM T131, actually room between Building T and Library Building. And when necessary, you can video conference with Microsoft Teams and with Zoom. Large remote lectures can be held and group meetings for groups large and small. Depending on group size, you usually interact by asking questions in Zoom chat screen or having turns in speaking, or in small groups having all participants on video screen with multiple videos at the same time. And in Zoom, larger groups can be divided to smaller groups using breakout rooms. Look for Zoom guide in Help JYU at page r.jyu.fi/zoom and choose English. Please frequent new student handbook at r.jyu.fi/orientation. Remember help.jyu.fi for contacting digital services. On behalf of University of Jyväskylä Digital Services, all new students, welcome.